Hello, my imaginary friends. Well, no, it's not SM2N here. It's Gwentlian or Shannon. I wish I could tell you, though, that I imagined something that I've just heard on Audio Boom. But I cannot, because I did not. Now, before I get into this, I should apologize for posting again. I honestly had not intended to. I was going to give you guys a bit of a break, because I do realize that I've submitted a ridiculous amount of stuffage lately. And one can have too much of a good thing if you want to consider my posts a good thing. The short story that I posted yesterday ended up being in multitudinous parts, and I hadn't initially expected it to turn that out that way. But you see, when I listened to my short story first with my screen reader, it only took 10 minutes to read that way, and so I thought that it would be in one or two parts max. Well, turns out, folks, that I am not as fast as Jaws. Gee, who would have thunk it? Anyhow, so there was that, and I've also been sharing music and updated about my life. So I had intended to stop posting for a couple of days, lest I completely annoy people to death. But honestly, after having heard Simon's latest boo, I feel that it behooves me to show my solidarity and support by posting something. So here I am again. Anyhow, to be quite frank with you, I am severely PO'd by the story that Simon related in his last boo, to the point where I would like to be able to shake some sense into some people's heads. Apparently, some very silly individuals have taken it into their weak little minds to be annoyed at poor Simon because he has decided to carry on titling his posts with the word audiomo. Now, it's a good thing I don't know who these individuals are, because they have obviously not found favor in my sight. Okay, yes, the reason for the letters Mo in audio Mo were to indicate that this community-based event would last for a month. But if someone wants to show his or her enthusiasm for an event past the end of that month, what on earth is wrong with that? Honestly, do people have nothing better to do than to spend their time criticizing others? It doesn't make sense to me, folks. Simon was obviously not hurting anybody else by doing this. In fact, I think he was quite upset by people's criticism of him. I could tell just by the tone of his voice. Now, you might say, well, what right do you, Gwentlian, have to be annoyed by this, because you weren't the one being criticized? Well, the reason is that I just got through, not that long ago, telling somebody what a wonderful, non-judgmental community Audio Boom is. Well, now I'm being forced to eat my words, aren't I? That's what bugs me. Here I've been trying to support Audio Boom by plugging it and telling people what a great community it is, and it turns out that some people are behaving like absolute arses. But Simon, if you're listening, please carry on. Don't let these stark natural-born fools, as some New Englanders would say, stop you from doing whatever you fancy, because you're not harming anyone. You're a kind, intelligent, thoughtful member of this community, and if you want to keep titling your posts with audio mo, even though it's now July, as far as I'm concerned, you have every right so to do. And to these small-minded individuals who are making these stupid judgments, my only message to you is Grow the almighty fuck up. Thank you very much. Right, I'm done now. Toodle-boo.